Ignatia, the hysterical one. This remedy is made of the seed of a shrub of the same name, native to the Philippines, and the seed is known as St. Ignatius's bean. These seeds have long been of interest to people, as they contain the chemical strychnine, which affects the neuromuscular system and has in the past been used as a medicine, but is also used as a poison and pesticide. In homeopathy, this remedy is frequently given for its emotional impact, and the main indications for Ignatia in at-home prescribing are for grief, shock, and hysteria. The nature of the emotional reaction in Ignatia is quite characteristic. The Ignatia type is considered to be sensitive, idealistic, and easily overwrought or emotional. So these are people who feel their feelings intensely. It's traditionally been considered to be a woman's remedy, but of course it's useful to all where the picture fits, and it can be of particular use in idealistic, perfectionist, or earnest children and young people when they find their ideals or dreams dashed. It's considered to be the number one remedy for grief, especially acute grief, and it's useful for the effects of emotional shock, grief, worry, fright, jealousy, conflicted emotions, and disappointment, including in romantic love. The emotional reaction might be overtly hysterical and dramatic, with crying, anger, or emoting. However, more often there can be silent grieving and brooding, contrasted by sudden outbursts of crying or emotional expression that are then quickly contained by the individual. So there's this push-pull of the emotions, and it can show as a real alternation between moods, between calm and distraught, between happy and sorrowful. In the Ignatia state, grief and heavy emotional load can get stuck in the throat, and there can be a lot of involuntary sighing. And sometimes there's a sense of a lump or a spasm in the throat from suppressed grief. In extreme cases, it can make swallowing difficult. In other cases, Ignatia patients with this sensation of a lump in the throat or even a sore throat find that swallowing food temporarily relieves the symptoms. So this is a great remedy to consider with suppressed grief or grief that is struggling for expression. And it allows the person to get in touch with that grief and process their feelings of loss or disappointment in a calmer and easier way. On a physical level, we also see this push-pull effect in the form of changeable and specifically contradictory symptoms. And there can be muscular cramps, jerks, spasms or tremors, including in the limbs or face. This is a helpful remedy for headaches that come on suddenly, especially headaches that feel as if there is a nail being driven through the side of the head. In this situation, the head feels better for lying on the painful side, and the head pain is better for warmth. It's useful for headaches that are aggravated or brought on by tobacco smoke. And in fact, in this remedy state, there can be a real sensitivity to even slight smell of tobacco smoke, for example, walking past somebody in the street who is smoking. And it can make people needing this remedy feel quite ill. So consider it where there is this strong sensitivity. Also think of this remedy where there are headaches brought on by smoking or the overuse of coffee or alcohol, where the picture fits. In the digestion, there can be a sense of empty or gone sensation in the stomach and abdomen that can accompany the emotional state, and this is usually not relieved by eating. There may be hiccups, burping, nausea, and vomiting, and the nausea may be helped by eating slightly indigestible things or acidic foods. So that's one of those contradictory symptoms already mentioned. In the abdomen, there can also be colic pains or cramping and bloating and wind. In the grief state, the person needing Ignatia may go off eating for a while, or conversely, they may eat incessantly. Part of the Ignatia picture can include a nervous, often dry, hacking cough that comes in quick succession and can interrupt breathing. And the cough often induces more coughing in this state. Ignatia symptoms are generally worse for high emotions, after eating, and for being in the open air and exposure to coffee and tobacco. Symptoms generally feel better for warmth, during eating, and for changing position and lying on the painful side or part.